Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, brothers, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 50. Yes, we've got 50 in the books, and I'm so excited today, and I'm so happy today, and I truly appreciate all of you who tune in, listen in, or watch the podcast, all 50 episodes, or on a weekly, well, it hasn't been weekly, so that's the next thing I want to say, that it has not been weekly, but I do want to appreciate all the people who listen to this show. I love you guys. I love your support. I get good positive feedback. And when I'm not releasing episodes, I feel it. You know, I feel it, but I also get your feedback as well. But welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, my name is Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer. Certified MMA strength and conditioning coach, and also the transformation specialist specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Listen, I've helped men over 40, over 5,000 men now in the Brotherhood, completely transform their lives through workouts, nutrition, recovery, and of course, mindset. And that's what this podcast is about. I'm here to bring you guys the best of health and fitness information specifically for us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Because listen up, man, listen up. When it comes to getting older, we don't have to succumb to getting older. We don't have to succumb to age. You know, you hear often age is just a number. Age is just a number if you respect your age, right? Like, you know, people, you see these memes out there, oh, age is just a number, I'm 50 years old, I'm still doing this or that. Listen, man, you can't hang with the young crew if you don't respect your body, respect your health, respect the foods you put into your body, respect your recovery, respect your sleep, respect your hormones. When you do that, 100% you can hang with the youngsters. 100% you can, overtake the young bucks in all aspects of life. But, you know, you have to respect. You have to put respect on that age. And when you do, then age is just a number. You know, for us guys, you know, we need to really think about, I say this all the time, specifically in my weekly coaching calls with the Brotherhood, no matter whether we want to be or not, as we get older, as we age, we become the patriarchs of our family, whether we want to or not, just because we're getting older. You know, as we get older, as we become 50 and 60 and 70, our whole family looks up to us, not just our immediate family, but the cousins and the, you know, the nieces, the nephews, the grandchildren, everyone looks up to the patriarch of the family. When things go wrong, they look to the patriarch of the family. When people die, they look for the patriarch of the family to kind of like lead the charge. And if you're not healthy in the mind and the body and the spirit, if you're not healthy, man, you can't be of service to your family, let alone to yourself. So you gotta put respect on your health, and you've got to make that number one. And that's what this podcast is about, man. It's about giving you guys the ammunition, the information, the education to take control of your health right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not after this wedding, not after this or that. Now, today, as soon as you finish listening to this podcast, take control of your health. Do everything you can to get in the best health of your life, because you can have six pack abs, you can be lean and ripped, you can have tons of energy, you can have tons of confidence, you can have a sex libido that goes through the roof in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. You want to know why I know this? A, personally, because I've lived not having, you know, I've lived in struggle when I reached 40. I've lived not having low testosterone. I lived having low testosterone. I've not just it when I turned 40, but when I almost died 3 years ago. I lived being overweight, 40 pounds overweight, and having to succumb. I lived having going through injuries. I lived through that. Now I'm 51 in the best shape of my life. But it's not me. It's the 4,000, 5,000 plus guys that we see every single day in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood who continue to change their lives, their bodies, their lives, their health, everything. It's insane. Like the before and afters, that speaks, the pictures speak a thousand words, but when you hear, when you read their words and read how the programs, not just how the program, but how taking control and taking charge of your health, when you start to do that, your entire life changes and the people around you change, your family change. You can be the amazing father for your family. So that's just kind of like my pre-podcast rant. Seeing that this is the 50th episode, man, listen, I haven't even talked about the fact that we're in a pandemic right now. I haven't even brought that up. So just if we weren't even in a pandemic, taking control over your health is number one. But now that we're in a pandemic and now comorbidities like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, all of those things are death sent as a death sentence if you get the coronavirus, specifically when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and specifically men of color. Jesus, man, we're just behind. Not, and I'm not just saying black men, I'm just saying just men of color. The darker your skin is, the less vitamin D you have. We can go on and on about this. But the key is, you got it. We're going into a second wave. It's September 24th today. Second wave's going to come specifically in the Western Hemisphere where it's fall and winter, flu season. You got to be on, you got to just literally, after you listen to this podcast, you're like, I need to get my shit together. I need to reach out to Funk. I need to go to over40alpha.com. Go to over40alpha.com. That is my workout and nutrition program specifically designed for men over 40, specifically designed for you listening to this podcast right now. Even if you're over 30, you will get benefits from this, obviously, because I give you workouts, follow along workouts. All you have to do is click play. 24 months. Every month you get a brand new set of workouts that you do. Every month, brand new, completely different. Body weight, and no equipment and dumbbells that you can do, and all home workouts. You just click play and you're working out with me or myself and Angela, my wife. You get a full nutrition plan that's specifically designed for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, specifically designed to help you boost your testosterone and metabolism so that you can burn fat, lose weight, boost your hormones, get into incredible shape, be healthy without restrictive dieting, without going on paleo and keto and all that bullshit. It's all about a balanced plate. And I teach you that. You can eat carbs. You have to eat carbs. You have to eat fats. You have to eat proteins. You have to eat vegetables and fruits. You're going to get recovery. You know, one of the things that guys tell me when they join the program, it's like, Funk, man, like there's tons of programs out there. Not only is your program amazing for workouts, amazing how easy a nutrition plan is, but you're the only program out there that really and truly brings recovery to the forefront. I do that because I know that recovery when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s is more important than workouts and nutrition, because we don't want to be injured. We want to be able to lead a injury-free, pain-free daily life. And we can't do that if we're always injured, if our shoulder hurts, our back hurts, our knee hurts. I can't walk up the stairs because my knee hurts. My hips are tight. You know, my lower back hurts, Funk. You know, I can't even like walk up the stairs. I can't even pick up my trash or my groceries because my back hurts, or I got an old injury. Like, I know that, man. I've got, you know, I'm missing muscles in my shoulder. I know, you know, I've got scoliosis and back issues. I know all of that stuff, man. I got knee issues. I know all of that stuff. So recovery for us is key, because the better we take care of our body through mobility, yoga, stretching, warm-ups, you know, they're just the recovery flows, the longer we'll be able to work out. We'll be able to go through 24 months of workouts without getting injured, which happens all the time in the program. So recovery is key. Sleep. I teach you guys sleep strategy. We talk about that all the time. 7 to 9 hours sleep, even 7 to 8. That's what we need to focus on. You know, give you guys things, tools like the Whoop strap that, you know, not sponsored by Whoop or anything, but that's a game changer because it lets us focus on recovery. Lets us focus on sleep. Lets us focus on, you know, our strain for that day. So we talk about sleep. I teach you sleep strategies. Mindset. You know, you can have all the greatest workouts, the greatest nutrition, awesome recovery, great sleep. But if your mind isn't right, you're never gonna stay on point. So we got to get that self-motivation, that self-inner inspiration, you know, what's your why? And we keep hammering that. But I also teach skills that keep your mindset focused on health and staying consistent, right? A lot of accountability in this program. But again, with all of that, when you package that up, there's no other program, by the way, on the planet that's like this. No, not even close. Not even, there's like, it's not even close. It's like Michael Jordan going to a playground and playing with 10-year-old kids. I'm saying that about my own program, but there is nothing out there, like not even close, not 24 months. Because you want to know the other thing that sets this program apart from everything else, aside from everything you get, it's first of all, the support in the Facebook group. There's almost 2,000 guys in that Facebook group. We get like 50 posts a day. And everyone supports each other. It's not just about fitness and here's my workout and here's my nutrition and here's, here's a little challenge for other guys. Like aside from all of that, it's a place where men can come and be, they can come to a place and be vulnerable. Because in that Facebook support group, the private support group, when guys have problems throughout the week, when guys are stressed out, when guys lose someone to death, when guys are having struggles with their family, when guys are just having internal struggles, they post it and everyone supports them and helps them and guides them through and gets them through. It's that place where, you know, it's that community and support that us men are missing. And specifically during this pandemic, when we are to social distance and physically distance, we need more community. So that in itself is, man, there's so many guys who just talk about how like it's a game changer for them to know that they've got brothers that they can rely on, because everyone's on the same journey, whether you're in month 15, 16, or you're just first day, you know that, okay, I'm here my first day, but I've got 2,000 other people who've gone through, you know, or sorry, 4,000 or 5,000 other people who've gone through the same thing. So I know that I have that support and help. But not only that, every week I do what's called Ask Funk, because I know that, let's say you're doing a program and you're like, hey man, I need help. Like, you know, right, you know, you're reading something or you're doing something and you just want to ask a quick question and you want to get an answer. And, you know, when you have 2,000 people in a Facebook group, it's very hard for you to get stuff answered right away. Or not even right away, but just to get stuff answered, right? But my focus is to help and get results. That's my focus. So, you know, for me, I'm not just, okay, come join the program, see you later. I'm totally the opposite. I'm 100% the opposite. In fact, that we do this Ask Funk where you ask your question, and every week we take all the questions, and then Rick and I, who's one of my partners, he'll ask me the question and I'll answer it video, just like we're doing right now, but I'll answer the question. And then we post that answer and tag them. So your questions get answered every single week. It's insane. So it doesn't matter. You're never alone. And here's the final thing. Coaching. Every single week, we get on a live coaching call. There's like 100 guys, Zoom, and I coach whatever topic we're going to talk about that week, and then we do another Q&A. And again, it brings that community together. It's insane. I didn't want this podcast to be about the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. It's actually about 5 steps to losing lower belly fat. But I wanted to start with that because it's the 50th episode. We're moving into October, you know, the final 3 months of the year, a crucial 3 months, because we don't know what to expect with where we live in our cities. If they're going to shut down, if people are going to get more infected, if we're going to lose our own jobs. Because here's the other thing. If you're working right now, God bless you, and I'm glad you're working and making money for your family. And you go into work one day, and you don't feel good, or you're sneezing or coughing or whatever it is, they're sending your ass home, and you're going to be at home for two weeks, and who knows if they're going to pay, like, because your business, your company's already struggling because they were shut down for so long. And now you're coming in with a cold or unhealthy or a sniffle or a sneeze or whatever. They're sending your ass home because they can't afford to get shut down again. That's why it's super, super even more important for you to be healthy. And it's so funny because before the pandemic, you know, you hear someone cough, you hear someone sneeze, you hear someone sniffle, you wouldn't even blink an eye. You'd be like, whatever, you know. Yeah, like specifically if they were like 6 or 7 feet away from you and you hear that, you're just coughing. It's like, okay, no worries. Now, if someone coughs, if someone sniffles, if someone sneezes, it's like they got the plague, man. It's like they got leprosy. It's like, what? Like, get away from, like, what a difference, man. It's crazy. Like, even when I go, you know, I wear my masks, obviously, and, you know, I'm afraid to cough. You know, you have the mask on. Sometimes it's like, you know, you're breathing. You know, I mean, you know, if something, if I swallow and it goes down the wrong tube and like everyone stares at you, man, it's like, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a change of, the world is changing. We have to adapt to the change. We can't push back. And the only way we can adapt is health. Being as healthy as we possibly can. Healthy for us, healthy for our families. So if you want a program, you're a man in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I don't care how, where you're, if you got diabetes, if you're obese, if you have to lose 100, 200, I got guys in here that started 300 pounds are now like 185, have six packs. I'm not even joking either. Warwick, represent. Actually, one of the podcasts is with Warwick. You know, and I'm gonna start having more podcasts with guys in the Brotherhood so you can hear their stories. So you can hear how their stories of what happens when they change their life, their health. Over40alpha.com, $1 trial, 30-day trial. Check it out. You get access to everything too. You see all everything. You get and by the way, you're going to get a fitness app too. So the app, access through the app or in the website. It's all there for you guys. Over40alpha.com. Stop searching. Stop looking. Stop making excuses. Just go. Join and get it done, man. I'm there for you. It's not like I'm going to leave you. In fact, I'll be there for you more than I ever am with any other thing that I do, because my brothers are my brothers. We don't talk religion. We don't talk politics. All of that this is all about getting all of us healthy in our mind, our body, and our soul. And you have all the tools. And I'm going to be there to help and coach you and guide you 100%. Like it's not even a question. That's my goal in life. My goal in life is to, I know now what my path is, you know, like you kind of try to think about what is my goal? What is my path? Why am I here? Why am I on this earth? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to be doing? I didn't realize until I was 49, I'm 51. So when I was 49, I'm probably, you know what? I lie. I'm mistaken. Probably when I was 50. That's when the realization came in, because more guys were getting incredible results, and the internal feeling that I had because of that continued to grow. Like it was a fire. It's just like, that's the fuel that keeps me up, that has me shooting 4 or 5 workouts, because I want to add more workouts to the Brotherhood, because I want my guys to make sure they have workouts for the rest of their lives. That's the you know, all the 20 hour days that I spend, you know, through this program, enhancing it, making it better, doing all the things that, you know, when you run companies. And I don't only have the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, which is my number one, you know, my number one priority. I have Kettlebell Academy with over 200 Spartans shooting out those kettlebell workouts. I got Women of Strength, that Coach Faye, for women over 40. I've got Funk Supplements, but I'm not just about you know, here's a program, get it. I went through all that stuff before. I didn't find satisfaction, but this is it, man. Anyways, I just wanted to start. I didn't actually want to start the podcast with that. Today's podcast is about getting rid of lower belly fat, because this is podcast episode number 50. And in this episode, I want to talk about the five steps to losing lower belly fat, because listen, one of the biggest struggles that men over, have 30, 40, 50, 60, doesn't matter, skinny fat, obese, whatever it is, it's getting rid of that lower stomach fat. I'm gonna, you know, because let's face it, you know, we all have different genetics. We all have different makeups. We all have different, lifestyle factors. And depending on what we do to lose weight, or, you know, listen, I'm going to talk as a guy, right? Let's just cut to the chase here, man. Okay. Let's man to man. Let's talk, you know, and I may not be for all men, but I'm just going to, you know, for the majority of guys, because again, I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about, you know, all the guys that come into that ask me and email me and DM me and Facebook me and text me and, hey man, I'm doing this program, or I'm doing this diet, or I'm doing whatever, but I just can't get rid of this lower belly fat, or I'm doing your program, and just the last thing I need to lose is this belly fat. And yeah, because, you know, generally speaking, with men anyway, that's the last place where our fat leaves, right? Again, I'm not talking every single guy, so I don't need anyone coming on, sending me a message, hey, not everyone's... Listen, in general, like women, it's the hips, it's the glutes, it's the thighs. Men, it's those lower abs, right? Like guys will lose all this weight. I'll go out, like, for instance, I helped my neighbor the other day, a neighbor that was moving in. I probably shouldn't have done this because of the pandemic, but anyways, this is the type of guy I am. I can see this couple struggling to get... They just moved in, or we're just moving in, and I could see them struggling to push this shelving unit up, like they just bought up the stairs, right? And we live in the same type of house, so I know what their stairs are. And it was the wife and the husband, and I could see they were out there for like 3-4 minutes from what I saw, struggling. So I said, Angela, I'm going to go out and help them. And I was like, nah, man. Like, nope, gotta help them. Can't sit here watching. I can't sit down watching people struggle. That's not me. So I got my sandals on, my Birks, walked across the street, introduced myself, let them know where I was from. And I said, listen, I gotta help you guys. Can't let you. And they're like, oh, thank you. So, you know, the husband was skinny-ish, but he had a huge belly, right? So skinny, big belly. And the wife was a bigger woman, strong. And so... we're all struggling at the base. I'm like, listen, you know, the husband's at the top, right? And we're at the bottom pushing, and he can't handle it. It was a very heavy shelving unit. He can't handle it. So I said, let me take the top and you go down to the bottom. And the wife's like, yeah, because I'm stronger than you, honey. So let me take the bottom. And I was just like, oh my God, how demasculating is that? You know, your wife's like, you know, but it's true. She's not trying to demasculate him. She's talking truth, right? Anyway, so those two struggle in the back. I took the top. We got it through. They were just like, they couldn't believe it. Oh my God, I can't, you know, you helped us. It's amazing. And then I just looked at that guy and it's like, you know, this guy, you know, is got this big belly and he's like kind of slimmish, but his belly's huge. And it's just like, you know, he's probably losing, he probably lost weight or whatever. And, you know, that's the first thing I know. And there's a lot of reasons why, you know, guys have that belly, but I could see that even though he was slim, he had this big belly and, you know, he just didn't have any strength, but that's another, what's something else. The only reason why I brought that up is because even if you're skinny fat, you know, skinny fat, which is what it's called, or have the dad bod, which I hope you guys are not buying into the dad bod thing. Cause that is so, you know, 2019, 2018, when, you know, the psychology association said that it was demonizing to be masculine, something like that, you know? I don't know if they ever looked that up, but do you remember when that happened? Psychology association. talked about how being a man, being manly, is demonizing. It's beautiful. I'll get that. But, you know, they don't want us to be men. We gotta take control of being a man, which means, you know, we've got to get into the best shape of our lives by boosting our number one male hormone, which is testosterone, which is going to help with that belly fat. But let's go back to you know, that lower belly fat, because that is the toughest place, right? Like I always tell guys, you know, don't listen, you know, they'll be like in month four of the program, and they'll be like, Funk, you know, I've been following the program, whatever, but I still can't get rid of this lower belly fat. I have problems with it. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Just stay on course, stay consistent. And you'll lose it. It's just the last thing that generally we lose, that lower belly fat. But there's five things, there's five steps to accelerating that lower belly fat loss, right? But it's not one of those things where you can kind of just like kind of do this. You know what I mean? You have to really be, you know, really be consistent with this. But let me just start off by talking about the steps, the five steps, okay? Because when we implement these five steps, and when we stay, and I'm already giving away one, but when we continuously focus on that and put our focus on you know, losing that lower belly fat, and put that mindset, you know, that mindset of like, okay, you know, these next 2 months, my goal is to get rid of this lower belly fat. So Funk's going to give me the five steps that I have to do for these next 2 months. And my whole focus is going to be drilled, and my whole focus is going to be laser focused on losing this belly fat, which means I'm not going to waver. Right? What is my why? Why do I want to lose belly fat? Well, I want the six pack, or, you know, it's just, it's subcutaneous fat that I need to get rid of for my health. You know, this lower belly fat may show that I still have, you know, too much estrogen. I should have more testosterone, whatever the reason is, you know, that lower belly fat, I just want to get rid of this lower belly fat because it's affecting my self-esteem. You know, every time I look in the mirror, I see everything else, and I see this belly fat. Like I don't see anything else. Some guys can look in the mirror; they got great muscles. They got, you know, they got a 4-3 pack or a 2 pack. You know, where they never had before. They feel healthy. They have energy. But every time they look in the mirror, all they focus on is the lower abs, and then that starts to affect the self-esteem. I know it does. It did with me, 100%. It did with me. Okay, so let's start off. Number one, you can't out-train a bad diet. We all know this. So it's nutrition is going to be number one, but it's not about cutting calories. If you cut calories and restrict one of your macronutrients, you're not going to lose that lower belly fat. And you're not going to lose that lower belly fat. You're not, it's not going to happen. You're going to have a pouch, and you may lose it for a little bit of time, but you can't stay on a restrictive diet that's sustainable. Because what I'm talking about when it comes to losing lower belly fat, this is like a sustainable, sorry. Yeah. This is a sustainable loss of belly fat. Once you lose it, it's gone. And if it does come back a little bit, you can take care of that in a week because you know these five steps. So this isn't just how to get rid of belly fat. I got it and I'm gone. Or I'm going away to the beach or this wedding on a beach and I need that six pack and I just need to get rid of this last little belly fat and that's it. So it's not restrictive diets. It's not cutting your calories. It's not cutting your carbs. Like all of those things are the recipe to continue to hold on to that lower belly fat. That's what that recipe is, because you've played that over and over again. And you hear all these, listen, if you're a man over 40, 50, 60, 70 right now listening to this, even over 30, if you're listening to this right now, you can't listen to your wife and follow her nutrition plan because it doesn't work for you. You have different hormones that have to take more responsibility, have to take more precedent over other hormones, right? Testosterone, growth hormones, your thyroid. You got to keep estrogen super low, cortisol low, insulin levels balanced. You got to keep inflammation low. So you can't just willy-nilly go on these diets you see on TV, or you see this star on, you know, celebrity doing this diet, you know, keto diet. You can't do these sustainable, these diets that aren't sustainable, these restrictive diets, diets that are taking away from your, you know, from macronutrients, you know, like, okay, we're not going to eat carbs because we're on keto. Nah, man, I see it all the time. I see it. Like, you're going to lose a little bit of weight, but your testosterone levels are going to be low. Your estrogen levels are probably going to be super high. You're going to have that lower belly fat, and you're going to bounce back as soon as you start eating properly. And you're probably not even really in keto. You know, low carb diets you can't do. Low fat diets you can't do. Paleo diets you can't do. Vegetarian and vegans, man, you can't do that because you're not going to have any free testosterone. Right, very hard on a vegetarian and vegan diet to increase your free testosterone. You may have good total testosterone, but it doesn't matter. It's the free testosterone that you need. It's the testosterone that's not bound to your sex hormone, you know, binding globulin, right? It's the, you know, you can't do the South Beach diet. You can't do freaking Weight Watchers, all that stuff. Nutrition has to be a balanced plate consisting of starchy complex carbs like sweet potato, rice, quinoa, white potato after your workouts, steel cutouts, very small, you know, squash, very small list, but it's great that it's small because you can just focus, right? So you need a source of complex carbs on every single plate. First of all, you should be eating 3 times a day. That's it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Don't worry about fasting. Don't worry about all that stuff right now. We want to create a healthy lifestyle that's going to help you lose that lower belly fat and keep it off. So let's start with the 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And that breakfast can be a smoothie if you want, but you got to make sure that every meal has a source of starchy carb. Sweet potato, rice, and not brown rice, because brown rice is estrogenic. So you want to stay away from foods that are estrogenic, because estrogen, when your estrogen levels are high, you store belly fat, okay? Right? When your cortisol levels are high, you store belly fat. Not only do you store belly fat when your estrogen levels are high, but you get man boobs too. But this is not about how to get rid of man boobs. This is about how to get rid of lower belly fat. So you want to get your testosterone levels high, cortisol, estrogen levels low, and your thyroid, which focuses on your metabolism, revving. So complex carbs will help support your thyroid, which is your metabolism. So if you don't eat complex carbs, your thyroid will slow down. Your metabolism will slow down. Your body's going to go into starvation mode. Your body needs the energy that it gets from glucose, which is the starchy carbs. Your body needs, you know, the starchy carbs for testosterone. Some of the starchy carbs, they're the micronutrients that they have, the minerals and vitamins that they have support your testosterone. You need the starchy carb for recovery between workouts. You need it for your brain. You need it with every single meal you eat. Number two, you need protein. Animal protein is the best, man. Whey protein is the best, man. So you need to get that protein with every meal that you eat. So your plate's going to have a starchy carb. Your plate's going to have protein. Why do you need protein? We don't naturally produce protein. We have to get protein from outside sources. It's the most important macronutrient. It's like the foundation, but we can't eat too much protein, because as we get older, the more protein we eat, the more our body has to metabolize, you know, synthesize it, which at some point it's good, because it's got a thermic effect of food, which means your body has to, it takes a longer time to digest protein, which means your body has to work, which means it uses more energy, which means energy is calories, which is great. But too much will have an adverse effect, because then if your body's working too much, your stress hormone increases, which is cortisol, cortisol, what I just tell you about cortisol, not only is it going to kill your testosterone, but and not only is it going to increase your stress, but it also causes belly fat storage. So we need that protein. Animal protein is the best because it's going to have not a, because protein is the building blocks of our muscles, the metabolic processes that go through our body, you know, recovery, fat loss. So we need that protein, but an animal protein too, because it has some good cholesterol that we're going to need for testosterone, which we'll talk about in a second. So starchy carbs, that's going to help with our metabolism, right? Continue, even our resting metabolic rate. Protein, metabolic processes, fat loss, muscle growth, recovery. Healthy fats is the next thing that we need on our plate. Healthy fats like avocado, olive oil, grass-fed butter, handful of cashews. You know, testosterone is our number one male hormone. And in order for testosterone to produce, we need a source. We need, in order for testosterone production to start in your body, right? It needs a precursor. It needs an ignition. It needs a spark. And that is cholesterol, good cholesterol that you're going to get from eggs, right? Eggs are great too. Sorry, I said just meat, but eggs are fantastic. Egg yolks, eggs, great source of protein. You're going to need that cholesterol because if you don't have it, then there's no testosterone production. And if there's no testosterone production, you're a goner. Just as a man, right? You need it. We need testosterone. That's our number one male hormone. It helps us, like I say, function on a daily basis, energy, fat loss, muscle growth, our sex libido, confidence, stays away from depression, our mood, everything that makes us a man, that makes us happy, that makes us, gives us energy, that helps us to be healthy is based on our testosterone levels, which naturally decrease as we get older. And I'm talking about testosterone because that has a massive impact on getting rid of lower belly fat. Because when your testosterone levels are high, you can also make sure that with the lifestyle that you're doing, because again, it's a lifestyle too. It's not just going and getting testosterone replacement therapy, because if you can go get that and still be doing other things like, you know, not eating soy and not eating the right foods and not exercising, and then you're still going to have low free testosterone, right? Or you're and your body's not going to naturally produce it, and you're going to be a slave to it, and you know you're still going to have some of the effects of not having low testosterone because you haven't changed your lifestyle. So if you change your lifestyle and focus on boosting your T levels, all those lower fat storing hormones like estrogen, cortisol, those two main ones. Your insulin has a lot to do with it, but let's just stick to those two. Then you are going to be able to get rid of that lower belly fat much easier, much faster. So you've got to have those healthy fats on that plate because they're going to be a source of cholesterol that's going to help boost your testosterone, produce your testosterone. And listen, I'm being very layman's terms here, because for those of you who know, all of my programs, all of my work is backed by research and science, always. But I'm not here to flaunt my research and science cap and, oh yeah, you got, you know, all, and it's not bro science. Because whenever I'm on a podcast or whenever I talk to, you know, a specialist or a doctor or, you know, hormone specialist, whatever, and I tell them, we talk about this stuff, they're just like, man, you're spot on. Like, you're spot on. You know, I was actually on a podcast. I was actually on a functional medicine podcast, which is a podcast for doctors. And I was on that podcast explaining to doctors that they need to talk to their patients in layman's terms, in layperson's terms, not all this doctor jargon, because you lose people and there's no connection. I know you have your diploma. I can see your diploma. I see you went to school. You don't need to, you know, throw all this jargon at me. And I'm not saying, listen, I understand why doctors do that. It's just, that's the nature. But in order to get better results and understanding from your patients, you need to talk to them in layman's terms, just like I'm talking. Why am I eating this? You're eating this because this is what it's going to do. right? You got to give some medical stuff in there so that they have a sense. But in the end, it's all about what's going to make me feel better. Why am I eating this? Why am I doing this? And that's why I speak like this. But if you want all the science and research behind it, just go to over40alpha.com, download all the books, and you'll see. I got a book coming out actually in a month or so with a ton of science in there. So if you're new, that's all. Because if you've already listened to this, you already know that's the way I am. But if you're new, that's just why I speak in these terms. You're like, dude, is this guy throwing me, bro? Science? No, man. Just listen. It's funny because, of course, the guys in my program, the more information they learn, the more they seek as well, which is amazing. And so they'll be, you know, listening to another podcast or listening to Joe Rogan's podcast or listening to this and that. And they'll be like, man, it's amazing how everything that Funk is teaching us here, I just heard in this doctor talk about, or my own doctor talk about, or whatever. So I just want to, I'm just kind of, for the new guys who are listening to this podcast, this isn't bro science, my brothers. So not bro science. Okay. Not saying that you're saying it. I'm just kind of, because I kind of catch myself sometimes going, I am just kind of talking in lay terms, but I have to, if you guys can understand it more. And I know that it works because I've got 5,000 people doing this nutrition program. Anyways, the last thing you need on that plate are vegetables and fruits, some source of vegetables and fruits, because they have the micronutrients. A lot of people focus on the macros, right? The carbs, the fats, the proteins. In fact, almost all diets out there, well, they only talk about macronutrients. You're either going to take this macro away, you're going to do macro counting, you're going to, you know, do how many macros here, count my macro, whatever it is. But it's the micronutrients, the minerals, the vitamins that really play an important, instrumental part of our health, specifically with hormones, specifically with the way we feel. You got to get specifically with our immune system. It's the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals. Those are the things. And our foods that we eat will have all of those micronutrients that are going to support our hormones, support our immune system, support our health. And the ones we stay away from are going to also help us get healthier, because we're staying away from, you know, the foods that don't contain the micronutrients that we're searching for, that have, you know, hormones that we don't want, that have sugars and are processed. You know, we got to stay away from that kind of stuff. We got to keep to the foods that contain those micronutrients. That's why I talk about sweet potato, because it's got boron. Boron is amazing for testosterone. Boron actually fights SHGB, sex hormone binding globulin, sex hormone binding globulin, SHGB. Because when our testosterone is bound by that, then that takes away our free testosterone. So the more sex hormone binding globulin that we have, the less free testosterone we have. We need free testosterone, more of that. Anyway, so boron, you know, that's in a lot of, and selenium as well. The fruits and vegetables that we have, like, you know, the magnesiums and the zinc and all of this thing, vitamin B, like all the things that are going to support our hormones. Sorry, that sweet potato has selenium. Anyways, so when you look down, we want to look at our plate and we want to see a source of starchy carb, a source of healthy fat, a source of protein, and a source of either fruits or vegetables, depending on when you eat. Because in the morning, like for me, I'll have a steel cut oats. I'll put a whole big scoop of whey protein in there, my New Zealand whey, Lean Pro, right? I'll put a scoop in there. I'll put berries, right? So we got steel cut oats with the carbs. We got Lean Pro whey protein, which is my protein, and not pea protein and not soy protein and not any other protein but whey protein and grass-fed protein, because that means there's no hormones. We've got our, sometimes I'll put in almond butter, because that's another great source of fat, or I'll put just a handful of cashews because I want to get that crunch. And then I throw in bananas and berries and all those other things. So I got my fruits, I got my fat, which is the cashews or what have you. I got my whey protein, which is a protein, and then I've got my steel cut oats. So that's where I'm just going to put fruit. But then lunch and dinner, that'll change. And I'm going to be posting a day of eating very soon on the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/FunkRoberts. So look out for that. But, and then you got, like I say, you got to stay away from estrogenic foods, foods like soy, processed foods, you know, sugars, things that are going to increase your estrogen levels, which are going to cause belly fat. So nutrition is number one, three balanced meals a day, carbs, fat, starchy carbs, fats, proteins, and vegetables. I understand that vegetables and fruits are under the carb macronutrient, category, but I separate those two because we need the carbs. If I just tell people to eat carbs, they're not going to eat the starchy carbs. They're just going to go for the vegetables and fruits. Why do I know that? Because I see it all the time. Because that's why I have to change the jargon in my program for starchy carbs, because at the beginning, I would say carbs. They would post their meal. I'd be like, where's your starchy carb? So I go, I have carbs. It's a banana. Like, don't do that's your fruit and vegetables. You need the starchy carb. Anyway, so that's number one. Because what's going to happen now is your body's going to start to be more metabolic, right? We need to burn calories. We need to burn fat. And we need to support our hormones and get rid of the estrogenic and cortisol hormones and keep them low. We need a little bit of it. We need a little bit of estrogen. We need a little bit of cortisol, but not a ton of it. That's going to start that process of getting rid of that belly fat. So that's number one. Number two is metabolic workouts. Performing 3 to 4 joint-friendly total body metabolic workouts are going to spark the afterburn effect. There's going to spark EPOC, which is excess post-oxygen exercise consumption, which means that, and I probably said that, I probably just literally butchered EPOC. 100% I just butchered EPOC. 100% I just butchered EPOC. No doubt in my mind. Excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. No, I don't think I did. Excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. All this means is when we start, before we start our workout, our body's at homeostasis, right? It's at a point where it's like, okay, this is the start. My body's at homeostasis. I'm good. So homeostasis is just where you're at before your workout. Then you do a workout, right? So we're going to do a metabolic or high intensity joint friendly, because in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we can't be jumping around right off the bat. Of course, as you get healthier, you can, your joints and your fitness level is better. Your joints will be able to handle that stuff. But we just want short. Like when I say short, it's under 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes is a sweet spot. That's, and it's high intensity. So you're moving from one exercise to the other with minimal rest in between. And total body, I like total body because, you know, we're going to be only working out three to four times a week. We want to make sure that we're hitting the entire body multiple times during the week, not buys one day, tries the other day, and staying in the gym for hours and hours, because that also increases your cortisol level. When you're over the 40-minute mark, your cortisol levels increase, and that growth hormone, which is also helps with not only muscle growth, but fat loss, and your testosterone levels, which peak, like are at that optimal level under 30, under 40 minute workout, and then start to diminish, and the cortisol starts to increase, which, remember guys, cortisol stores body fat, belly fat as well. So we want those short workouts, total body, using your body weight or dumbbells or kettlebells, right? You can use, like, I do them all. I do body weight, I do kettlebell workouts, and I do workouts with dumbbell, and I do workouts that have all three pieces of equipment in it. So the exercise, I may go one body weight exercise, and I'll move to an exercise using a dumbbell, then I'll move to an exercise using a kettlebell, back to body weight, then the kettlebell, then another kettlebell, then a dumbbell, then a back. So that doesn't matter with me. You know, I like the resistance. I like, you know, metabolic resistance training and metabolic training. The point is, it's a short, high-intensity circuit where you're literally leaving it on the floor, sweat buckets, you know, moving in all planes of motion, hitting all the muscles, all the stabilizing muscles, really, you know, being explosive, you know, lower body, you got a hip hinge, you got an upper body, you got presses, you got pulls, everything, man, everything. And, what happens is your body, when you do those type of workouts, obviously the energy level and your intensity rises super, super, super quick, right? And high, like super high. And what happens is if you're after that 30 minutes, now your body's going, okay, now I got to recover. But it's not going to take me 30 minutes to recover like it would if you were doing cardio, like if you got on an elliptical. God bless, do not get on those ellipticals. You know what I talk, you know me, guys, if you heard me before, I tell you about the elliptical, have some self-respect, go for a run, God damn it. Get off the elliptical. Anyways, you're on the elliptical for 60 minutes at a moderate pace. The intensity is not going to be as high because you're just doing it at a moderate pace, at a moderate pace. You can't do a high intensity elliptical workout for 60 minutes. It's not going to work. You know, the elliptical is doing a lot of that work. All you're doing is just moving your feet and your hands. You're not really doing anything. And sure, you're burning calories, but here's the thing. After that workout's done, it's only going to take 30 minutes for your body to get back to homeostasis. So it's only going to take 30 minutes after that workout for your body to continue to burn, which is great. We always want your body to continue to burn calories after a workout, but you're only going to burn another or for another 30 minutes and your body's back to homeostasis and you're back to whatever. Whereas when you do a metabolic workout, it takes your body 24 to 36 hours to get back down to homeostasis, depending on the intensity of that short workout. So it's funny because all the time in the brotherhood, guys will be like, man, it's like I worked out 2 hours ago and I'm still sweating. Or I worked out 4 hours ago, Funk, and I'm still sweating. It's like, yeah, because your body's metabolized. Don't worry about it, man. Just make sure you shower. But your body's continued to metabolize, trying to get back to homeostasis. So that's what you want, because you want your body to burn more fat. Remember, we're trying to get rid of lower belly fat, but it's not just doing belly fat exercises. It's the entire package, right, that you need to focus on. That's going to help with getting rid of that final, like, what do we got to do to get rid of that final fat, that little pudge that you can squeeze at the bottom of your stomach? You know, that it's not just, oh, what exercise can I do to get rid of belly fat? I get that all the time. No exercise is going to do it. That's just going to get rid of it. You need nutrition. You need those metabolic workouts. So that's going to be part of it. Right? 3 to 4 times a week. That's it. No more. Because the more you work out, the more you're going to be in danger of injury, overtraining. And of course, the more you overtrain, the more stress you're putting on your body because it can't recover. So it's always in a stressed state and your cortisol levels are going to go high. Listen, I'm talking to guys in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and late 30s. Not the young 20-year-olds. 20-year-olds are different. When we're 20, we could recover way faster. We didn't get as sore. We could work out. We could go party for a night, get up at 6 in the morning from partying, and then go train or play sport, do whatever, and not worry and keep doing that without getting injured. As we get older, I told you at the beginning of this podcast, you got to put some respect on your name and put respect on your age. All right, number 3, sleep. Okay, so sleep is... You hear this all the time. It's actually the number one thing we can do right away is sleep. 7, we can have control over it. We can control when we go to sleep and we can control when we get up, right? Sure, some of us have problems sleeping and some of us have, you know, struggles and sleep apnea and, you know, because again, everyone wants to tell you about, oh, I have sleep apnea, so I can't sleep. And they want to throw all that bullshit out, which is not bullshit. But if you changed your lifestyle, because listen, when guys come to me at the beginning and tell me about their sleep apnea and all this shit, I ask them, okay, well, how many workouts do you do a week? Oh, I don't work out. What's your nutrition like? Oh, you know, I'm this and that, whatever. Okay. You know, so really, you're not addressing the sleep. You're just masking it with whatever freaking thing you got to put on your breath or your mouth or whatever it is to help you breathe. And again, some people legitimately have, I'm not saying you don't legitimately have it, but if you changed your lifestyle, then your sleep patterns are going to be much better. Why do I know this? Because I see it every day in the brotherhood. I see it every single day. It's like, man, I'm sleeping better. I don't have to use my machine anymore because, you know, my nutrition's there. My health is better. My testosterone levels are increasing, so I'm able to get more sleep. My natural melatonin is releasing because I've stopped the habits that cause that. I stopped the habits that may not have caused your sleep problems, but are continuing to feed it, right? Like on your computer or watching TV just before you go to bed, or on your phone, or, you know, not addressing any stress that you may have before you go to sleep, or, you know, not calming your mind down, not setting up your sleep environment with, like, you know, making sure that your windows are, you know, you got blackout windows, and you know, you cool down the temperature. Like you get a better bed. Like you're not taking action. You're just kind of like, oh, I can't sleep and I'm not going to change anything. I just want to, you know, get this sleep moniker and then parade the sleep moniker to everybody. I got sleep apnea. Yeah, sleep apnea. I can't sleep. Or I'm a night owl. I always say to people, you're a night owl. Like, yeah, I've always been a night owl. I can't go to bed early. Oh yeah. Well, if you got a job that pays you $1 million a month, but you have to get up at 5 a.m, you're not going to be a night owl anymore. You're going to make that change. You're going to change your entire lifestyle so that you get up in the morning and you still get that sleep so you can perform. Because part of me giving you that $1 million a month is you got to perform at work. So your whole focus is going to make sure you get that sleep so you can perform at work, because you understand that in order for you to perform at work, in order for you to get that energy, that brain health, you need that sleep. So I don't buy any of that stuff, specifically in your 40s, 50s. So you should know better. But anyways, and of course, I'm going to get people, haters, who are like, well, you don't know my situation. Yeah, I don't know your situation. But what I do know is that if you take the steps to better nutrition, exercising on a regular basis, focusing on the habits that will help you increase your sleep, then it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's not gonna, like, you may not solve the whole thing, but it's gonna get better than what it is right now. Right? You just have to want to do those. You know, it's you gotta get outside the comfort zone. Anyway, so getting 7 to 8 hours sleep a night decreases your fat store and cortisol and increases your testosterone. So you can burn more fat, right? Remember, I don't know if you know this, but testosterone is produced in the morning, right? And so the more sleep you get, the more effective that testosterone production will be, as long as you're also doing some of the other things as well. But if you're not getting a lot of sleep, then your cortisol levels are going to rise. And your cortisol is a fat storing hormone, and estrogen is too. So those are the two hormones that we have to fight. If you want to get rid of lower belly fat, you've got to put on your shield, and you got to grab your sword, and you got to grab all your ammunition, which is what I'm giving you. And you've got to fight cortisol and estrogen. We still need a bit of both. Specifically, we need that cortisol in the morning, but we just can't have it all day. And you've got to protect testosterone while increasing it. And you got to fight. You got to fight. Fight cortisol and fight estrogen. So sleep is that key, man. Because the more sleep you get, I know that. Listen, there's night, day, mornings when I wake up, and I'll look at my belt. Like, I'll only have 3 hours sleep because, you know, I was working on a project. I'll have 3-4 hours sleep. I get up. I look at, like, maybe two nights in a row, and I look at, you know, look in the mirror, and I can see that freaking tire, specifically my obliques. I can see it. It's like, I know why I got this. I know why I have this, because I'm not getting sleep. My cortisol's high and it's storing it right there. It's crazy. So number one, nutrition. Number two, metabolic workouts. Number three, sleep. Number four, lower ab and core workouts. That's right. Lower ab and core workouts. You got to add them to the end of your workouts and be consistent with them. So again, 3 to 4, you can actually do ab workouts. I wouldn't do lower ab workouts all week. I would do them, you know, I would do a lower ab and core workout, you know, maybe repeat it, or do, like, let's say that your goal is to, you know, get rid of that lower ab. What I would do is okay, I'm going to do one lower ab at the beginning of the week, one lower ab at the end of the week. And then in between, I'm going to, you know, do some other things, right? I'm going to do other ab and core style exercises. So I'm hitting my obliques. So I'm hitting, you know, my rectus abdominis. I'm hitting my lower abs. I'm hitting my serratus. I'm hitting my core. right? So you have to have a litany of exercises, but you do have to do some lower ab workouts. Why? Because you want to strengthen the lower abs, right? You want to make sure that they're strong, that so that when you lose that fat, you're going to see that fifth and sixth pack, right? Or fourth and fifth pack, sorry, third and fourth pack, or fifth and sixth pack, or three, four, five, and six. Because a lot of us have the two pack, but we just need the four. I'm not talking about Tupac Shakur. Rest in peace, my brother. So lower ab exercises are exercises that are lower. So lower ab exercise where you're going to go from bottom to top, right? So a lot of people do crunches, right? And crunch variations, which is top to bottom, which helps your upper abs. And we're always in I'm sitting in a crunch right now. But the key is people negate doing lower ab specific exercise, like a reverse crunch or lying leg raises or hanging leg raises. But I'm not going to throw in hanging leg raises because that's a hard exercise, first of all. And also, a lot of people don't have access to equipment. So I don't want to give you exercises that you can't just do right away. Right. But anything that's that your lower part of your body and the legs are, that are coming up or being raised. So a bottoms up when you're moving your legs along with the pelvis. Okay. So that's the other thing too. It's like, again, lower up, you can do them anyway. Depends on the different exercise that you're doing. But here's the other thing that you have to be cognizant of. And I talk about this all the time when we do our ab exercises, our ab workouts. You need to ensure that you're moving the pelvis. You have a pelvic tilt, right? You have to have that pelvic tilt before you start the exercise. When you have the pelvic tilt before you start the exercise, the hip flexors aren't going to come into play, because that's what happens a lot of times. You'll do hanging leg raises, or you'll do lying leg raises, or you do reverse crunches, and you'll see like, man, I feel this in my hip flexors, right? Like the hip flexor starts to hurt, and you're literally not even feeling it in the abs. You're only feeling it in the hip flexors. And that's why a lot of people are like, oh, well, this isn't working, so I'm not going to do it anymore. But in theory, you need to do that pelvic tilt, that little pelvic tilt. And then once you do the pelvic tilt, you're literally, it's almost like your pelvis is doing the exercise, not the lower legs. It's the pelvis doing the exercise. The legs just come for a ride. The legs just they're just there. They take your pelvis takes the legs for a ride. That's pretty much what it is, right? During all the activities and exercise. So you need to have that, rotate the pelvis into a posterior tilt or a pelvic tilt, and then do the exercise. And when you do that, you're going to find that it's harder for sure. It's going to be much tougher, but your hip flexors aren't going to take the brunt of it, which means your lower abs are going to get what they need. It's going to get the strengthening. And you need to focus on core too. You need to focus on your core strength, right? So, any core exercises that you can do, anti-rotation, rotation movements, anti-lateral side flexion. So, not allowing your obliques to touch the ground, or doing farmer's walks, stability exercises, hip flexion exercises, extension and anti-flexion exercises, right? All of those types of core movements, which is what we focus on in our Tabata abs workouts, which you can get. You go to over40shred.com/Tabata-abs-podcast. I'm going to hook you up with that program. 10 workouts, all Tabata abs, so only 4-minute workouts. And that's all you need, right? That's all you really need. So, and go to my YouTube channel too, because I'm going to post a lower ab workout there for you, a really good one. So let's go back to the four, and then let's wrap up for the fifth, because this is a longer podcast, but it's podcast number 50, and I've given you a lot of information, and I want to make sure that you come out of this podcast with the ammunition you need to fight your hormones, cortisol, estrogen, increase testosterone, boost your metabolism, and get rid of the lower abs, right? The lower ab fat. Sorry. You want to strengthen the lower abs. So nutrition, number one. three meals a day, starchy carb, fat, protein, vegetables, or fruits with every single meal. Number two, metabolic workouts, high intensity, joint friendly metabolic workouts under 30 minutes, either using your body weight or resistance that will help with the afterburn effect or EPOC, which means not only are you going to burn calories during, but you're going to burn calories after, which means you're going to burn more fat. Sleep. You need 7 to 8 hours sleep. Let's just go 7 to 8 every single night, because that's going to decrease your cortisol, increase your estrogen or your testosterone levels, and it's going to allow you to really attack that lower belly fat if that's the last thing you need. Number four, you need to actually start doing lower ab and core workouts, lower ab and core routines, because after you can get rid of the belly fat, but you want to get the 3, 4, 5, 6 pack, right? You want to listen, if you're going to do all this work, let's have let's get some exciting results from it, right? Once again, how do I know that this works? Because even 60-year-olds who were 50 pounds overweight now have a six pack. Clifton Bradley, my man. So it's I see it all the time. Once again, I see it all the frickin' every day. Someone's posting their six pack in the Brotherhood, whether they're 40, 50, or 60. And finally, consistency. And that's where I started off talking about consistency, but that's where it is. You got to stay consistent. You're not going to see results in the first 3 or 4 weeks. You got to go into the week 5, week 6, week 7, week 8. And a lot of people will tell you, you'll get six pack abs in 4 weeks. And I've even said stuff like that before. But I always tell people, just do it. If you really want to get rid of that lower ab fat for good, not just, not just for a short period of time, for good. Right. And then of course, there'll be times where, you may eat crappy and you may have a little bit of inflammation or a little bit of bloating or, that sort of thing, which of course, if I just, if I just kind of veer over here, that'll be gone, within a day or two. But I say 8 weeks. I really say 8 weeks. That's what I say. That's why the Tabata abs, you get 10 workouts that you can use at the end of your main workout and have variety, but know that every one is going to hit your core and your lower abs, your upper abs too. But I may come out with a lower ab program, like specifically for you guys who like, okay, Funk, I'm right there. Like I'm right. I did everything. I'm leaning on everything. It's just this last bit. I just need to get rid of that lower ab. I should probably come out with a program with nutrition, with some lower ab specific, maybe not main workouts, because you guys are probably already have workouts that you do, but something that would be like, okay, here's nutrition that you need. Here's some guide to sleep. Here are some lower ab and core workouts. And here are some daily emails to make sure you stay consistent. How does that sound? And it's just lower abs. It's all we're focusing on. Nothing else. The lower ab. Let me know in the comments below, or even in the comments on, like when you rate this. I think, first of all, if you like this information that I'm giving you, please give this a 5 rating. But if you want a program, you want me to design a program specifically lower abs, then leave a comment in the YouTube or leave a comment when you give me a 5-star. And if I have 100 comments, then I'm going to do the workout program, lower ab program. 100. I need 100, or else it's not worth my time. It's not worth my time. Of course, other things, you got to avoid sugar drinks. You got to, avoid sugars, but there you go, guys. Episode number 50 is in the books. We learned how to get rid of lower abs. And we also learned that if you go to over40alpha.com, if you go to over40alpha.com and join for $1, you're going to get the Tabata abs workouts already. You're actually going to get Tabata abs, perfect abs, which are 6-minute ab workouts. You're going to get 8-minute ab workouts. You're going to get 10-minute ab and core workouts. And you're going to have everything you need to get into the best shape of your life. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Over40alpha.com. for the $1 trial. And if you want specifically to get rid of, you know, ab workouts, go to over40shred.com/Tabata, T-A-B-A-T-A dash abs with an S dash podcast. And I'll hook you up. Thanks so much. I love you all. Have a great day. Get it done. Peace. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you. And one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.